So the epistle for Sexagesima Sunday is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and 12. Brethren, you gladly suffer the foolish, whereas yourselves are wise. For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take from you, if a man be lifted up, if a man strike you on the face. I speak according to dishonor, as if we had been weak in this part. Wherein, if any man dare, I speak foolishly, I dare also. They're Hebrews, so am I. They're Israelites, so am I. They're the seed of Abraham, so am I. They're the ministers of Christ. I speak as one less wise, I am more. In many more labors, in prisons more frequently, in stripes above measure, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times did I receive 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I was in the depth of the sea. In journeying often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils from my own nation, in perils from the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils from false brethren, in labor and painfulness, and much watchings, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things which are without, my daily instance, the solitude for all the church. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is scandalized, I am not on fire? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things that concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. At Damascus, the governor of the nation under Aretas, the king, guarded the city of Damascus to apprehend me, and through a window in the basket was I let down by the wall, and so escaped his hands. If I must glory, it is not expedient indeed, but I will come to the visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I know not, or out of the body I know not, God knoweth, such a one rapt even to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, that he was caught up into paradise and heard secret words, which is not granted to man to utter. For such a one I will glory, but for myself I will glory nothing but save but in my infirmities. For though I should have a mind to glory, I shall not be foolish, for I will say the truth. But I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth in me, or anything he heareth from me. And lest the greatness of the revelations should exalt me, there was given me a sting of my flesh, an angel of Satan to buffet me. For which thing thrice I besought the Lord, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for power is made perfect in infirmity. Gladly therefore will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 8. At that time, when there was a great multitude, was gathered together and hastened out of the cities, unto him he spoke by a similitude. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And other, some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And another, some fell among thorns, and the thorns growing up with it choked it. And other, some fell upon good ground, and being sprung up, yielded fruit 100-fold. Saying these things, he cried out, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. His disciples asked him what this parable might be. To whom he said, To you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God, and they by the wayside are they that hear. Then the devil cometh and taketh the word out of their heart, lest believing they should be saved. Now they upon the rock are they who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no roots, for they believe for a while, and in time of temptation they fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they who have heard, and going their way are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and yield no fruit. But that on the good ground are they who, in a good and perfect heart, hearing the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit in patience. Please be seated. I will glory in nothing save in my infirmities. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend Father, dear faithful, we continue this preparation for Lent, which obviously we know is a preparation then for the great feast of Easter. And so we're instructed on the Word of God. And in today's Mass, we see that the Word of God is preached to different ones, falling on different grounds. And that is something that the grounds depend upon our disposition. To what disposition do we have in listening to, then, the Word of God? And that is something that I think is very important for us to understand, because that will also determine, in a way for us, how much grace we receive from Almighty God. Our disposition, how we are disposed to listen to God, and then to change our life accordingly. If we're well disposed, if we want to listen to the Word of God, well then we will make the necessary changes in our lives. But if on the contrary, if our disposition, if we lack a disposition to wanting to listen to God's will, to God's Word to us, we will not change our lives. We will be set in our own ways, and we will continue on in that path. And so that's where God speaks through many different things for us: sacred scripture, spiritual reading, recollections, retreats, the sermons. God speaks to us in different ways to help us to understand what He is trying to give to us, and how we need to change our lives, or what we need to try to do differently. And so that is what then these four different grounds signify or meant that our Lord was giving this parable. And even to the sense that our Lord tells the apostles that I speak in parables to some because they do not want to listen. Those that have ears to hear, let them hear. Those that don't, well, they will not listen to the Word of God. They will not hear it. And so that's why then He focuses on these four different grounds. The last being the good ground, the last being, yes, the one that will bear fruit. Bear fruit in patience. But these other grounds, and as I say, it depends upon our disposition. But you have then the wayside, the ones that don't want to listen. They have their concerns, they have what they want to listen to. And so, yes, as the seed drops, doesn't take root at all, because they don't want to listen to that. The rocky grounds are the inconsistent ones, the weak ones. They listen for a time period, and then when temptation comes, they no longer then have that solid root. And so therefore, it doesn't grow any longer for them. Because there's not a consistency in trying to listen to the Word of God or doing the things that are necessary for God's grace to grow in them. And so then, the thorns, the seed that falls among the thorns, those are the ones that are too attached to the world. And so, yes, at times they listen, they may have a fervor, they may try to do something, and then the world draws them away from that. It chokes this Word of God. So sometimes you can have that the ones that maybe, yes, they listen to a conference, or they go on a retreat, they go on a recollection, they have a fervor for a little while. Then it's almost as if they hit like a wall, and then they stop and they give up. And so that is why then the disposition is, yes, to listen to the Word of God and then to try. The good ground, does it mean that it's the perfect ground? Does it mean that these people will not have temptations? Does it mean that these people will not have the trials and the fallings? Well, no. But these are the people that they listen to the Word of God and then they try. They try to accept it. They try to do something about it. They try to take the weaknesses and the faults that they have, and they try to overcome them. Those are the ones that will persevere with the Word of God. And so, I mean, I think that's also, when I say the disposition that we have, are we disposed to trying to accept the grace of God? Or are we not disposed to that? Because a lot of times you will have people that are not disposed to God's grace at a time. They don't want to listen. They don't care. They don't want to change their ways. They don't want to change from things. And so that is based on their disposition. And so regardless for that, you can have the most powerful orator trying to speak to them, and because their disposition is not that they don't want to hear, they won't hear. So in a sense, you can say that they are the ones that our Lord was saying that he spoke in parables to. They did not want to listen to the Word of God. And so that's why it's important for us to be disposed to God's Word. To try to remove any of the obstacles to listening to God's Word, or especially in this time period that we're preparing now for. I mean, reminding ourselves that Lent, that Easter, they are a great time of grace for us. That we can say that God holds out for us this opportunity of grace. And yes, it'll depend upon what is our disposition for that. Do we want to receive those graces or not? Again, the good ground doesn't mean that it's a perfect ground. It doesn't mean that the soul is perfect. Well, no, because all souls, we have our struggles. But they do the tilling, they do the things that are necessary for something to grow in it. And so, yes, it requires work, it requires a consistency, it requires a patience, yes, very much so. And so that is what will gain a good ground. That hard work, that determination, that willingness to try to do that, to root out the things that will choke that. A few Sundays ago, we talked about that. The sowing of the seed. Again, our Lord gives these famous parables for us of how the enemy came in and sowed the cockle with the wheat. And so we have to root out, we have to try to make sure that the ground is fertile. And so that is where then, I mean, obviously the example of St. Paul. I mean, for St. Paul, he is looked upon and called upon in this Mass. Not only in the epistle where we see St. Paul mentioning all the things that he has tried to do for God, but also in the Collect of the Mass, talking about this apostle of the Gentiles. And so St. Paul was one that listened to the Word of God. But it wasn't until that he was shown what he had to try to do. I mean, St. Paul was knocked off his horse in order to realize what he was doing at the time was not pleasing to God. And then after that fact, yes, he becomes this vessel of election. That's something that if you remember in talking about the conversion of St. Paul. And so with this, we see with St. Paul, I mean, obviously he had a disposition of serving Almighty God. He worked with the grace of God. And that is something that's, I mean, hopefully for all of us, we will understand and to see. It is working with the grace of God. That is how a soul will change. God's grace will help us. And so St. Paul, yes, he worked with the grace of God, and that's why he was able to accomplish so much. And that is why then he lists out all these things. Not out of pride, not out of looking for a pat on the back. It was to remind us of God's grace and what we can do with God's grace. That is why St. Paul goes through all of these things, enlisting all of these things of what he suffered for God, what he has done for God. It is a means for us to understand of how much we can do with God's grace. And as I say, this time period that is coming up will be full of God's grace for us. And being full of God's grace, we have an opportunity for that, of gaining that. And so that is why it's important for us to be disposed to God's grace. That's why it's important for us to understand that now is the time to try to lay that fertile ground. For when the seed of God, when the word of God comes to us, we will hear it and we will keep it, and therefore bear fruit to it. Otherwise, we fall into the categories of the other three grounds. We're inconsistent, we don't want to listen, or just gets choked up by all the other cares and concerns we have that amount to nothing for our eternal salvation. And so that is why now is the time to try to understand and to have the ears to hear the word of God. And so St. Paul reminds us, he reminds us of the fact of the temptations we will undergo for God's glory, the sting of the flesh that he had to undergo, and he asked God, he beseeched God to take it away from him. And what was he told? My grace is sufficient for you. Don't worry about the temptations, don't worry about that. My grace will be sufficient for you to overcome them. And so, yes, he shows to us the infirmities. That's why he said, I will glorify my infirmities. Why? Because it shows my dependence on God. And so it's a reminder to us of God's grace and what God's grace can do for our souls. And so that is why then this time period is so valuable for us. That is why we must try to root out the faults that we see. Why we must try to remove the obstacles to God's grace, to listening to the Word of God. Whether it's because of our disposition, we just don't want to listen, or we don't care to listen, or there's so many concerns that we have that we feel choked up by all of these other things that we won't listen to God's will or God's Word to us. That is what we must examine at this point. Examine at this time. So therefore, then, when God's word is spoken to us, when it comes to us, whether through things we read, things we hear, we will listen, and then we will hold on to that. And that is how it will bear fruit in our soul. That is how it will grow in our soul. But until then, we put the obstacles to God's grace. That is why sometimes we can lose sight of God's grace working in our soul, the life of Christ, the life of God in our soul. And so let us reflect upon these grounds, maybe trying to examine to see where we fall. Where do we fall amongst these grounds? And so that we can identify that and we can do something about it then. Because we will hear the first Sunday of Lent, the famous saying that now is the time of salvation. St. Paul again. Now is this fullness of time that we have. This is the proper time. This is the right time for us. So that is what we're preparing for. And so as I say, you have the opportunities to make a good confession, to try to prepare your soul to be able to listen to God's will. What does he want from you? How can we use God's graces? So again, looking at what disposition do we have? Are we disposed to listen to God's word? Or do we not have that disposition? We don't care. Well, certainly then God's grace will never grow in our soul if that's what we have. So let us pray for a change of heart if that is the case. Let us be like St. Paul, a vessel of election that God chooses to serve him. And so that we can say with St. Paul, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.